Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. In this show, we embark on a beefy adventure to Miles City, Terry, and Forsyth on the Southeast Montana Burger Trail. Who doesn't love a good hamburger? Hit the trail and experience craftsmanship and ingenuity, for each burger found on the trail is unique, one of a kind. Join me on this road trip and discover a stuffed burger, the Blues Burger, and the fried green tomato and bacon burger, to the more Montana-spirited spicy Buckin' Bronco Burger and the Broken Knuckle Burger. Brenda Moss, Director of Marketing at Visit Southeast Montana, shares how this hamburger adventure came about.
You know, as you're driving across the vast regions of eastern Montana and you have a lot of windshield time, I realized, well, how do we get people off this highway? And of course, what do I see but cows? So I'm thinking cows, beef, steak. Wait, no, not steak. Burgers. Everyone loves a good burger. So that happened about the same time that I was also working with some travel bloggers. And there was a travel blogger in that group that was trying burgers at different places. And I thought, that's a really good idea.
So what are some of the tasty features of the Southeast Montana Burger Trail?
What happens is when people go into these small mom and pop Main Street businesses that are all owned by locals in the community, they have an experience that A, they don't know what it's going to be like. B, it's usually quite unique. And C, I think they walk out of there with a different perspective. And so really the goal of the Southeast Montana Burger Trail was, number one, to get people off the interstate and the highways into the small communities. Number two, make them a little bit more approachable. We're used to in Montana having businesses that are really great behind this flat front facade that maybe has a Busch Light banner that says the name of the bar, but it doesn't have this exotic, inviting, what other people outside of Montana would think of as a place like, you must go here. But we also know that the locals know where the best food is.
In this show, we will visit 5 out of the 23 places.
The Visit Southeast Montana region includes Yellowstone County, Golden Valley County, straight to our north, and Bighorn County, and then basically everything down to Wyoming, over to South Dakota, and then follow the diagonal of I-94. So that's 13 counties and 2 Indian reservations. So it's a pretty vast area, but it also includes Billings.
The Diamond X Beer Company and the Burger Dive in Billings, Montana's trailhead, were one of the first outposts on the trail. The Burger Dive has been recognized nationally for their burger creations, with one of their wins at the World Food Championship in 2016. Let's begin our burger journey in Miles City, once the horse trading and livestock center of the country. Miles City is now most famous for the annual bucking horse sale for rodeo stock buyers and breeders. On Main Street, we head to the Montana Bar and Tubbs Pub, where the stuffed burger is made. But before we head into the kitchen, bartender Sienna Schlepp gives us a tour of the historic Montana Bar.
So the front and the back bar, they are a Brunswick. They were shipped up on a steamboat, a tugboat, in 1912 from St. Louis, Missouri. All the wood detailing is hand-carved and hand-done. The cash register is a 1914 National, all brass and wood. Very heavy, imagine trying to rob the place. So we've also got a bullet hole that we like to point out over here, just from when everybody concealed carried and everybody usually had one. It was a misfire. A lot of our imaginations like to think it was a little shoot off. The flooring is all individual tiles, and when they get to over here, they call them snake mistakes. And so either the tiler was tired of looking at dots, or it was a signature style for them. We've also got these markings in the floor where the booths were originally turned around, and if you were a woman, you were not allowed to pass that line. You were not allowed to get your own drink. You could sit and do your like reading, sewing, writing. With that in mind, the men's restroom is original. We've got a double wide troughed porcelain urinal with a marble backing. We've got an ice box where they kept all of the big ice blocks, but we now use it as a walk-in cooler.
This historic gathering place not only fed the hungry and hydrated the thirsty, but also satisfied other needs.
It used to be a brothel upstairs, and so the painting of the lady above the door, that is headmistress Madame Florence, and there's about 40 rooms upstairs that it did shut down in late 70s, early 80s.
Also inside this room, alongside the painting of headmistress Madame Florence, are trophies honoring the true core and grit of Miles City.
And then we've also got the cattle on the wall. The red one with the white chest, he was the lead steer in the last cattle drive of 1995 from Houston, Texas to Miles City. And when they got here, he drowned and died in a ravine and they pulled him out and put him up there. So that and then two to the right are both from the cattle drive of 95. And the one in between is the very first one on the wall from the cattle drive of 1895.
After James Kinney opened the bar in 1908, owners have come and gone.
The building was condemned for about 4 or 5 years, and in the 70s, Terry Hansen bought it and fixed the place up. He owned it for at least 5 years. His name's on the plaque, but they brought everything from the basements. It was due to be torn down, and his wife went on vacation and came back, and he's like, honey, I bought the bar.
These days, Blake Moman owns this historic establishment filled with too many stories. If only walls could talk. Now we step into the kitchen where E.J. Schrock cooks up a hamburger.
We got a stuffed burger here with American extra onion mushroom bacon with sweet potato fries. And we start off with 2 quarter-pound patties, and we'll add the stuffers, and we'll throw her on the grill and get her cooking. Okay, first we're gonna put the onions, mushroom, and bacon inside, and then we'll put the cheese, put it all together, patty it up into a ball. All right, here we go. Get these two patties together and hopefully she stays together. It's kind of a rough go around. Try and get all the stuffers stayed in there so she cooks evenly and doesn't come apart on you guys. And this will take about 15 to 20 minutes on the grill, being it's a pound with a lot of stuff inside of it. Go ahead and put some seasoning on top of her and throw her on the charbroiler and let her cook for about, like I said, 15 to 20 minutes at the max. I'm gonna go ahead and get your plate set up with your vegetables and your bun. Put a little bit of lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, and onions down.
And as the sweet potato fries crisp up and the certified Angus patty comes to doneness, Chef Schrock warms up the bun.
Yep, just throw her on the flat top and get her nice and toasty so they don't have a really soggy bun. Not too hard. Just make it so it's edible at least. And we'll throw their fries down right as it's about done. Shaking up the fries to get a lot of that grease off of them. I'm gonna drop them back down for a few more seconds. All right, well, we're gonna pull her off and throw her on your plate and get ready to serve it to you guys.
At the Montana Bar and Tubbs Pub, for the rugged hamburger trail explorer, there is the ultimate challenge.
Our hardest one is our ultimate stuffed burger, which is 2 half-pound patties, and then it has everything in the kitchen sink stuffed inside of it, and that takes about an hour to cook. It's a challenge that they have here at Montana and Tubbs. They have to eat it all, yep, and then if they finish it, it's a free meal. I think it's 6 or 12 ounces of fries as well added to it and a pickle spear. So you're looking at about a 2.5-pound burger itself with everything stuffed inside of it and then about a 1/2 pound of fries.
If the eater consumes everything in 25 minutes, the meal is free. After savoring a juicy burger oozing with cheese and filled with steamed mushrooms and flavorful bacon, I mosey down the street to Vintage and Rustics in Montana. This large antique mall houses a retro diner with colorful vintage tables and booths and a long 21-seater counter. Here, we discover the Blues Burger at the Remember When Cafe, but first, we talk to owner Vicki Leesburg.
We have been open since December of 2016. We bought the building in April of 2016, and so it took us that long to renovate. The idea for it came from a need to do something different. I had been in a different job for about 15 years, and it was time to go. So one day, driving to school to get my kids, this building had a for sale sign in the window, and the instant thought ran through my head that, oh my gosh, we could do an antique mall. So I ruminated on the idea for a few weeks, and then I went to my husband and I said, honey, I have a crazy idea. And so we sat down, crunched numbers, and that's kind of where we got started. So we called the owners of the building and asked them if we could see it. We set up a meeting, and I guess we started working on it there. So we had about 6.5 months to vet the building. We were able to bring contractors in and look around at all the things that needed to be done. The building had been closed for 8 years. So originally this building was 3 storefronts. It was built in the early 1900s. And you can see the concrete floor. This was 2 buildings. The middle was actually Munn's Shoe Store, and the other side was a hobby shop. In the early 20s, they merged this building and became Woolworths. In the 40s, they merged again, and they added the Far Building where the floor changes, and that was used to be a hardware store. And so then Woolworths came in, they put the counter in 1948, and it's all original. I'm sure the gum underneath the seats is as well. And then it ran as Woolworths until the early 80s. In the early 80s, it sold to Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin kept the counter going up until they closed. And they just abruptly closed about 8 years before we bought it.
Vintage and Rustics in Montana, with its approximate 30,000 square feet of space, is a treasure trove of history, along with some good shopping and hearty bites at the Remember When Cafe. Fonzie and Elvis would have felt right at home.
So to have an entire luncheonette like they had back in the day was a little intimidating. And so I thought, well, we're still looking for an opportunity to move our beef somewhere and and have a place to use it. And because I had a beef business with my brothers. And well, we thought this is a great place. So we brought her back to life slowly but surely.
At the Remember When Cafe, a Blues Burger can be found, made with American Kobe beef, sourced from West Dakota Kobe.
My youngest brother is the one, he lives at the ranch in North Dakota, and basically I just still help him with breeding programs and breeding plans for our cattle, because we have Wagyu beef. We have black baldy cattle, and we use Wagyu bulls. So we have what they call American-style Kobe. And we probably started that almost 20 years ago with all of the family. And it was just a way to do something different, add extra value marketing to our product and so forth, because we knew we had good beef and, you know, we're snobs. We really like our meat.
Perhaps being snobbish means knowing where the beef is sourced from.
And so we know how it's fed, we know how it's raised, and we keep really close tabs on that. And to be able to bring it over, it's also a great chance for my brother to come visit and bring the family so I can snuggle up to the nieces.
Adjacent to the Remember When Cafe is a bakery abounding with generous selections of baked goods and other sweets.
I had a friend who wanted to have a bakery, and I thought, well, what a great idea. So my husband built the bakery, and we started small. Over the years, we took over everything.
And what delectables can be found in the bakery?
Well, the old-fashioned caramel rolls made like grandma does it with the heavy cream and all the brown sugar and all the butter. Those are probably our mainstay. We go through probably at least 2 or 3 pans of those a day. So we make those with pecans and those without. And then we also have a cinnamon roll. We do different kinds of danishes, croissants, all sorts of brownies. We're expanding our fudge because you just need to have fudge all year round, all different flavors. And so the girls are coming up with about 30 different flavors of fudge. And we hope to actually have a big fudge lineup all summer. Bread pudding is kind of a staple. My grandma called it poor man's cinnamon roll.
Life is better with eating sweets first, at least in my book. We now step into the kitchen where Zoe Beersley, who has worked at Remember When Cafe for a couple years, cooks up a Blues Burger.
So I'm laying down a 3rd-pound burger. It's Kobe beef off of the Reisenhauer Ranch in Mandan, North Dakota. We patty our own burger here. We weigh it out on like one of those older scales, and then we have this little patty maker that mashes them down into circles.
And to better caramelize the meat.
So I have like a cast iron grill press type thing that I use to just press the burgers down, get them a little bit flatter, they cook more evenly, and then they're also a little bit more spread out, so they appear bigger.
So how long does it take for the burger to be done?
I cook these for a few minutes on each side, get them to about medium well.
The bun for the Blues Burger is baked in-house.
So we get our bread from US Foods. We bake all of our rolls and hoagies and croissants and everything in-house. For the Blues Burger, we cut it in half. I'll put strawberry jam over the top bun, usually like a good spoonful or so. And then we have a house-made blue cheese dressing that goes over the top with French fried onions.
And what are the ingredients that go into the dressing?
It's a pretty basic blue cheese recipe. We've got blue cheese crumbles, mayonnaise, Worcestershire, lemon juice, sour cream.
This burger, the Blues Burger, oozes with juice and exudes richness, sweetness, and crunch. The next stop in Miles City on the Southeast Montana Burger Trail is Tiltworks Brewhouse. This restaurant's building once housed a car dealership. These days, craft beer is being made here in this pinball-themed eatery and brewery. I need to go full tilt here to experience the featured burger on the trail. Let's first step in the kitchen where Frank Perkins fires up the spicy Buckin' Bronco burger.
So we're going to put down the patty first, make sure it's nice and seasoned, make sure our bun's down. And we're going to let that work for a minute. Then the next step would be some of this, it's flaming hot Cheeto dust on there. Then the next step would be bacon and jalapenos after it's cooked to temp. And then you're going to throw a little bit of the grilled onions on it as well. Cover it with either pepper jack or ghost pepper cheese. And then you're going to melt that down. After you get done, you're going to put onion tinglers on there and barbecue. And then on the top bun, it comes with spicy slaw.
The spicy Buckin' Bronco burger is spirited and warms the palate, but does not set the mouth on fire. This burger combines smokiness with sweetness and punch for a kicking experience. The fresh slaw on the side will help tame the spice, along with sips of the hazy Tiltworks Wedgehead IPA. So how did Tiltworks come to be? General Manager Larry Morris.
This is actually owned by Dennis and Rhonda Lightholt. They had this really cool vision for a brewery, sports bar, casino. Put this together in 2016. They really structured on the facility and on the whole idea behind this pinball-themed sports bar. So a little bit of his past on that is that he owned a gaming machine company, and he had a bunch of these parts. So there you look at our decor, and it's all kind of pinball-themed.
In this restaurant, I feel as though I am in a pinball machine with all the brightly lit panels from the backsplashes and the machines crowning the center bar and gracing the walls. Flat-screen TVs fill the rest of the room with glass-paneled viewing of the brewing tanks. Tiltworks is a place to stop for a beer and a burger, but offers much more.
We really focus on sports, we focus on the community, we focus on being the one true sports bar here in Mile City.
And sports here doesn't always mean just watching.
Bingo night's a huge thing. Every Tuesday we have bingo. Bingo is nuts in this place. There's not a seat to be had. We have people that are standing and filling out cards the entire time.
So what more is in store for the community?
We also have trivia coming up that we're working on, so that's going to be a big thing for us. Reconnect with the community. We used to do it. COVID happened. It fell off. So now we're back to bringing that back. Our big thing is to focus is to make that being a community spot for us.
From bingo to beer, who is brewing the bubbly beverage made from local bounty with names of High Score and Bang Back Blueberry?
So Dennis's cousin is the brewmeister right now, and he's brewing beer here along with Dennis in a separate facility. So Montana law used to be that you couldn't have the two together. Well, that has since changed. So they're in the process now of absorbing that and making it all one complete business. So it'll be just Tiltworks Brewery all the way around.
Finally, for this Southeast Montana Burger Trail stop, where did the Montana spirited spicy Buckin' Bronco burger come from?
Well, the guy that was here before me, his name was Chris Banks. They kind of put this together. And I think what they did, honestly, is they just started finding what was in the pantry and started throwing it on a burger. That's what it seems like. But honestly, it all comes together very, very well. I mean, it's got a lot of spice to it. It's got a lot of flavor. And it's got a lot of appeal. People love that burger.
Our next stop is about 40 miles east to Terry, bordered by the Badlands, Rolling Hills, and the Yellowstone River. This is home to the Evelyn Cameron Museum and the Roy Rogers Bar, Grill, and Casino. The feature burger here is the fried green tomato and bacon burger that Libby Copenhaber will fire up for us. She begins with the 8.5-ounce hand-formed beef burger.
They come in big tubes, and then you could either chop them up with a knife or just do it with your hands, and then you form them. I'm still working on my skills of forming them properly, because once you put it on the grill, sometimes they smoosh out like that and they get a crack in there and it's not as pretty. My friend Danielle, who's also a cook, she's actually the manager here. She knows how to do it properly and I need to learn from her. So once we form the burger, we make a bunch, so we put it in a pan. And then once we get an order for a hamburger, we put it on the grill, cooks a little bit. And then right when you need to flip it, we have to like smush it down a little bit, otherwise it gets really round and puffy. You smash it so you make sure that it doesn't get all puffy in the middle, and then it looks not as rye and it doesn't cook evenly. So we make the fried green tomatoes ourselves.
chop up a tomato, and then they have a special batter. And then once you get it all prepared, then you put it in the freezer so it's frozen. So you fry it up until you're, it's a guessing game of knowing if it's cooked or not. Usually nothing ever comes back. Basically, I have a pretty good idea of when the burger is done, but I stress out a lot, so I like to temp it. That way, I don't stress too much. So once you get the burger on, you have the fried green tomato in the fryer, and then you have your side prepped. And then we get the bun, and we put it on the roller, roll it with the butter, and then we put it on the flat top. So it gets crispy. It's better that way, in my opinion, and it holds the burger better. And then when the fried green tomato is about done, it kind of floats a little bit. So that's when you get an idea of when it's done. And once it's done, it has a pretty, really beautiful brown gold color.
Now that all the ingredients are prepped, the final plating takes place.
So once the burger, like everything is all ready, and you need to put it on, you put the bun on the plate, then you put the burger on, and then you add the bacon, the fried green tomato, and then you drizzle balsamic vinegar on top.
This fried green tomato and bacon burger is an elevated BLT. On this day, owner Deanna Anderson is working her entire restaurant, making drinks, taking orders, and serving food. We catch her for a few minutes as she shares how she refaced and renewed this bar that has a modern flat facade with rustic touches on the outside and a new high-ceiling wood beam space with walls carrying the scorch marks from local brands inside.
It went to auction in November of 2018, and we bought it at auction, and then we got it remodeled, and we opened in October of 2020. It used to be two separate rooms. We took out the middle wall, completely remodeled it. It had three false ceilings. We took all those out, opened it up, and just completely changed it.
So why start a bar, grill, and casino business?
My husband's always wanted to buy. He wanted to have a restaurant, yes.
The remodel and Anderson's willingness to roll up her sleeves and make things happen only show her fortitude and determination. But did the Andersons know what they were getting into? Had they owned a drinking and eating establishment before?
No, we did not know anything about running a restaurant. We had traveled all over the United States and some other countries. We love to eat good food, but no, we had never been in the restaurant business.
The food offerings have also been revamped and renewed.
The menu is much more extensive now, offering steaks and burgers and also the fried foods and pizza that they could get before.
So aside from the burgers and pizza offerings,
we have a daily lunch special, and then typically every Friday night we run prime rib.
From Terry, I move west towards Billings to make one last burger stop at the Joseph Cafe in Forsyth. Here, the Broken Knuckle Burger is the featured hamburger. The name Broken Knuckle comes from the coupler draft gear, or knuckle, that is broken due to excessive forces causing a train to pull apart. Forsyth was established in 1882 as a stop for the Northern Pacific Railway. Let's join Ty Pettigrew in the kitchen of the Joseph Cafe.
Well, I've thrown the patty down. It's a juicy patty from a local company, Cowboy Meats. And I got some bacon on here from Cowboy Meats, and I am making a stuffed jalapeno. I have fried it a little bit, and I'm gonna put some jalapeno cream cheese on it. Set it aside for the plate, getting the plate ready. Getting the lettuce and tomatoes together for this. Signature side with pickles, like everybody likes. This jalapeno goes on the side right like that. Grabbing some onions and some pickles just for the side. The burger's almost there for the cheese melting. Put a dab of jalapeno cream cheese on top of the patty with a slice of pepper jack melted over top. So I'm melting the cheese right now. The magic part. I throw the jalapeno cream cheese on and pepper jack cheese, and then I steam it under a lid for about 30 seconds till it's melted.
This burger, topped with crisp bacon, melted pepper jack cheese, and finished with chipotle mayo, and garnish with a jalapeno stuffed with spicy sour cream is flavorful and rich. Before we leave the Joseph Cafe, we talk to owner Lori Paris.
My husband and I bought this place October of 2023. We were living in Wyoming and we decided besides doing major career changes, we wanted to go to a small town. And so we chose this place because I needed to go back to where I grew up. And my husband grew up in Billings and we moved to Casper, Wyoming, and we lived there for about 22 years. And he worked, I wouldn't say construction, but like for culverts and bridges, and I was a hairstylist.
The coming home and now settling in her new business only recalls some of Paris's remembrances of times in the cafe.
Oh, my memories of this cafe was it had a horseshoe counter and there was booths. I would always come in here because everybody went out for coffee around work, around 3 o'clock. There was a booth right here, and I just remember always sitting in that booth with some of my mom's coworkers and when I was a little kid.
In the 5 burger joints we have visited, many were established because of, honey, I have a great idea, or the want to return home. Lori Paris best summarizes the sentiments of doing business in a small town.
It's very exciting. It's nice to come back home where you can just walk to the post office and walk to the grocery store when you need something. And everybody here knows me. And everybody knows everybody. I mean, we have people that are sitting here eating and they just join in. They're very friendly neighbors and they'll even just sit down and they'll order theirs and they just chat away.
The Southeast Montana Burger Trail not only brings deliciousness, but connection to community. Brenda Moss shares how those who want to explore what hamburgers are being fired up can begin their journey.
You can find the Southeast Montana Burger Trail Passport on our website, so you download it to a phone. So it's not technically an app, but go to southeastmontana.com/burgertrail. Scroll down, you'll see the passport, and it comes onto your phone almost like an app. But basically what it is think about the concept of a passport. You're digitally checking in, geographically checking into a location. And with the passport, we can see who's going where, but more importantly, that you as our visitor, as our guest, can earn points. And when you have 4 points, you can order a Southeast Montana Burger Trail sticker, which is really cool. But I think a lot of people are much more enthralled with the concept of the Southeast Montana Burger Trail Burger Boss t-shirt. So if you go to 8 locations and that app keeps track of you, and you don't even have to send anything in. So we check about once every couple of weeks to see who's going where, what's happening out there, and then we know that we have a Burger Boss when they stop at 8 locations.
As the explorers on the Southeast Montana Burger Trail, we don't just have the opportunity to taste good hamburgers. There is so much more.
It's something really fun, and you get maybe go out of your comfort zone a little bit and go someplace that you haven't been, even though you've maybe lived here your whole life. But it's a different way to look at our locally owned businesses. It's also really important, I think, to understand that it takes us to go out there and visit these businesses to keep them out there, to keep them making burgers and brewing beer and all of that in our smaller communities. Those Main Street businesses, if we can, through the passport, if we can get more people to visit these locations, that just makes our small communities stronger.
As explorers on the Burger Trail, we will also become stronger, learning about the treasures and the towns under the big sky. Many thanks to the people who spoke to me in Miles City, Terry and Forsyth, sharing their burger expertise and experiences. New possibilities will always come to be when someone says, "Honey, I have a great idea." I am grateful to Brenda Moss for sharing her love of Southeast Montana and especially the Southeast Montana Burger Trail. Music for Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region, has been provided by Parker Brown. I thank you, listeners, for your continued support. I'm Stella Fong.